With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore, and once again we're at the office of PBD Mayor Ted Betancourt. And Mr. Mayor, first of all, how the holidays go? I haven't seen you in a month or so.
Oh, it was terrific. I have three young daughters. They had a wonderful time with Christmas. Santa Claus was very good to them, and nice. We had a great New Year, and I hope you did as well.
Thank you. Yes, oh, absolutely. It just goes so fast. It's incredible. The string of warm weather and mild weather, does that have any impact on what's going on in the city at all?
No, it certainly allowed us a little additional time to get everything ready for the winter. The big concern being obviously snow after last year, and we've been able to get our equipment ready, get our crews all together. So it's just waiting to tackle those snowstorms when it comes. So any day it doesn't snow, as far as I'm concerned, is a good day.
You're not a skier then. Okay. Yeah. All right. Coming into town.
I used to love the snow until last winter.
Okay.
Now,
yeah,
I used to love the snow.
You
I
see it from a different angle?
Now I see it from a different angle.
I see. Okay. Well, I got a snowblower. I inherited my dad's snowblower, so all is right with it. Plus, I'll tell you, here's the key. We got a generator that's hooked up to the house, so that's guaranteed not to have any big storms now. So, you know, you get a generator and a snowplow and all that stuff. Coming into town, coming from 128, there's some signs out on the road here on Lowell Street indicating work going on at PBD Square. Is that part and parcel of what's going to be happening with changes?
Yes, next spring, or this coming spring, rather, we are going to be undertaking the second phase of our downtown reconfiguration, and specifically, we're going to be reconfiguring PBD Square. We're going to be moving the monument, which right now is right in the middle of our downtown, moving that over to the courthouse, creating a kind of a plaza in front of the courthouse for community events, making it more of a four-way intersection, which we think will be safer for vehicles, safer for pedestrians, make it a much more attractive area. So right now there's a lot of utility work taking place, National Grid, some city work, just to prepare for that work that's going to be done in the spring.
I'm thinking of two things. I'm thinking, first of all, that's really going to mess up PBD residents who have been away for a few years and come back and see that thing moved.
Yes, it's going to be some dramatic changes. But, you know, we had made the decision, certainly that I pushed for, to really make an effort to change the perception of PBD Square. We feel we've made a lot of improvements with our flooding. That's not solved by any means, but we feel it's definitely improved. And we want to change the appearance and make it safer for people. One of the big things that I hear, and I still hear it, but certainly when I was running for mayor a few years ago, was that a lot of people who live in the area didn't feel comfortable and safe walking around downtown. There were numerous accidents. Pedestrians were hit. In fact, one pedestrian was killed about 4 years ago. And we felt we needed to make some changes. So we were able to get grants from the state. These projects are primarily funded through grant money. And we feel that we're going to have a much safer, for pedestrian and for motor vehicle area, we're going to have a much more attractive area, new trees, new sidewalks, new crosswalks. At each of the intersections, we're going to have some hardscape landscape areas that are going to be potentially available for outdoor seating for restaurants. And we think this is just going to continue the momentum we have in our downtown.
Yeah, I think that will be a definite change and improvement because that road coming from Lowell Street through heading toward Salem and so on is pretty fast at some points and sometimes because it's so wide, I suppose. But also on the periphery, on the outside, you've purchased some land. Is that how it goes?
Yes. We're still another important component of our efforts downtown to revitalize the area is to bring some destination areas. One thing that I'm very strongly in support of and is trying to make happen is to bring a children's museum down into the downtown area. We've recently got permission or approval from the city council to fund the purchase of St. Paul's Church, which is just off the corner of Main Street and Washington Street. It's number 12 Washington Street. 55 parking spaces. It's a facility that we think can be a part of our long-range plan for to bring some sort of museum or some sort of other community place that will bring people to go downtown.
Okay, the new year is here, and I presume everybody has been put into place in terms of inaugurations and so on. So you have a new city council, per se, and a new school committee, and does that affect the chairmanships?
Yes, there have been a few changes. We've had three longtime elected officials retire. Bob Driscoll was our Ward 4 councilor and was, in fact, the president this past year. He was Ward councilor for 28 years. He retired Ed Charist is our new ward counselor. He was a member of the school committee. Barry Osborne was our Ward 1 counselor over in South Peabody. He's retired after 16 years, and we have John Turco is coming in for that position. And then on school committee, Dave McGeaney was on the school committee for 20 years, and he's retired as well. So there have been some changes. The president of the city council this year is Peter McGinn, who's the Ward 2 counselor, very hardworking counselor, who is Ward 2 is pretty much the downtown area, and he'll be the president this year. I think the other key positions, finance chair is Dave Gravel. He's been finance chair now for a couple of years. Municipal safety is Mike Garabedian. And we have some really good people in place. And I think we'll be able to continue the efforts we've made in a positive way.
Good. And what about a special election? What's the status of that?
Yes, we have a big election coming up. The primary is February 2nd. It's going to be here very soon. For Democratic and Republican representatives to be in the final election, which will be March 1st. So right now we have three candidates on the Democratic side. We have two city councilors, Tom Walsh and Jim Mitsoulas, as well as Craig Welton, who has been involved in a number of community events. Three very strong candidates for that position. We have two Republican candidates, Leah Cole and replacing Leah Cole would be Stephanie Peach and Jackie Corvo, two young ladies that also are good candidates. And we have a independent candidate, Chris Gallagher, who is also running. So we have some really strong candidates. I'm very happy about that. And, it's important for the city to have that representative in place.
This is the state rep?
State representative. Okay. Yeah, Leah Cole resigned a few months ago. She was going back to school. And, that's created the opening for us. And we'll have that new representative on March 1st.
Okay. Now, my final question is, I'm going to bring this from out of left field. I talked with Mayor Driscoll this morning. I am trying to formulate some kind of a forum to get people together on extreme polar opposites of an issue. Actually, this has to do with gun control or the gun issue. My question to you does not, but it's along those same lines. When you are dealing with an issue that is emotionally charged, and it could be a stop sign in a neighborhood. I mean, I don't know what it is, but you're going to have people who are emotionally charged and on opposite sides of the issue that mean a lot. But how do you, as a mayor and in your capacity as a former city councilor and so on, and as a resident, and as a person who pretty much can see all sides of the issue, how do you work with people to get them to the middle or to a place that makes sense for everybody? In other words, how do you get people to talk in a rational manner and try to understand things?
Yeah, and that's always a challenge. I think one of the things that one thing that's very important to me, it's something that I ran on when I was mayor or when I was running for mayor, was that I'm a team player, and that I like to bring people together, and that I feel that as a group, you certainly accomplish more than as an individual. And when an important issue comes up or an emotional topic, I am slow, I am deliberate, I take my time, talk to people. I certainly talk to other mayors. I also talk to other elected officials and people who I rely on for advice. And then, once I kind of come up with what I'm looking to do, I think it's important for me to sit down and hear from the different people that are taking on this issue and try to bring them to come to a consensus. But it's never easy, certainly with emotional topics like gun control and others. I think it's important for me as a representative to hear all sides and then try to see if there's some way things can be compromised or if we can come to a consensus.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I think we covered it pretty well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rick.
That is Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt with MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore.
Great.